And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm in America.
How is it?
Oh, it's all right, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good, yeah. And I've got a word of the week left over from last week, which I did mean to do last week. I'm going to say it at the start of the show. My mate Mushy Bees, who is a transvestite, me and him were having a chat, right? And I asked him if he was going to come along to Dolly Remixtures, the show last Sunday. And he said, I'm not sure I can make it. And I said, what am I going to do if I don't have the lady who stands to piss? And he went, oh, mate, that's a great expression for a tranny. I'm having it. So there you go. Our word of the week this week is lady who stands to piss. And it is a euphemism for a transvestite. There you go. Quite straightforward. Straight on with the first song, Tone. This is also left over from last week. This was the one that didn't make it onto the Halloween special. So I'm starting off with it this week. This is King Automatic, Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde. King Automatic, Tony, Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde. That's out now on Voodoo Rhythm Records, and I've just realised I haven't got the albums with me for this show because I'm in America. I will try and track them down. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Automatic's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheKingAutomatic.
Oh, well remembered.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Tony 1, Paulie with the Internet 0. I have a feeling you're going to be pretty snappy this week, my friend. Pretty snappy. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed. I know last week's show, some of the texts were a bit long. This is going to be a much more sprightly affair, I think. And as if to prove that, I have some MySpace and Facebook comments for you in this first section, Tony, for the simple reason that there aren't many of either. So, first up, if you're on Facebook and you'd like to leave a comment for us, groups.to/punky, please do leave a comment. We appreciate getting them. A few more are starting to pop up now as you all move over from MySpace. Here's one from Josh Murphy. Josh, thanks for this. Thanks for another great show this week, guys. I just got my copies of Mainstream Music is Shit and Music by People Who Drink Cider in the Gutter by TNS Records. I noticed you guys are mentioned on the Mainstream Music is Shit. Just thought I would let you nipples know that, Murphy the Yeti. I did double check. We are mentioned on the back. So thank you, Josh, and thank you, TNS, for helping spread the word of Punky, as in turn we help spread the word of That's Not Skanking. There, that's a nice start, isn't it? This one from Joe O'Connor. This is short and rather to the point, as I am, sadly. Punky rocks. Thanks, guys, for the best damn podcast week after week.
Thank you very much.
It is very good, isn't it? Now we're straight over to MySpace, basically. MySpace.com/punkyradio. If you are still on MySpace, please do leave a comment for us. I do like getting them because we get some great comments, always have done, on the MySpace page. First up, from our old friend Eric, my favourite Norwegian. The That's Not Skanking... Hey, this is handy. The That's Not Skanking special was most certainly the highlight of my week. As I listened to the show, racing my bike down the hills of Trondheim in the early hours of the morning, almost fell off my bike laughing when I heard the story about the true Milky Pants.
Milky
Punk
Pants
is certainly changing the vocabulary of people worldwide. I do miss the old purple burglar alarm, though. Any chance of some new attempts hitting the airwaves anytime soon? I would supply one myself, but there's a real shortage of Scottish people in Norway. Keep up the amazing shows. I will listen to Punky till the sky falls down and the mighty mountains of Norway crumble under the weight of Paulie B's mighty berserker. Cheers, Eric. And thanks to you, Eric. As discussed, we've kind of put Purple Burglar Alarms to rest after the ultimate Purple Burglar Alarm, which was, of course, getting 400 Glaswegians to say it at the same time. I found that that would be difficult to beat. But then, as discussed, I did meet Sean Connery's nephew. So the only way I'll be doing another Purple Burglar Alarm is if I do get Sean Connery to say Purple Burglar Alarm. That is the ultimate for me.
So great.
I am working on that. There is a possibility it could happen. So we will try and get that licked at some point. Anyway, oh, I don't like the idea of licking Sean Connery. Right, so anyway, yeah.
He's all mad.
At what point did I drop out?
No, you didn't drop out.
Oh, why did you say hello?
I think it says, you never know.
Oh, I thought you said hello. No, let's just get that in then. I am in America after all.
Exactly.
this one from Cunt and the Gang, as discussed on last week's show. Wanks very much, mate. Any plays would be great, as funnily enough, don't seem to get much radio coverage, Cunt and the Gang. We will play you, cunt. All you've got to do, and that's with a K, so it's not rude. All you have to do is send us a CD or two and I'll start playing your fabulous music. Right, that's that. That is that for comments. I'm going to close that and it might make a noise. That's all right, isn't it?
That's fine. Because you're in America. It doesn't matter.
That's right, yeah. The thing is, Tone, I'm in a rush to go out. You know, I'm on holiday in America. Oh, so yeah. I'm going to get straight on with the next one if that's all right with you.
That's absolutely fine.
And this is perfect. Me being in the States, there's no better time than to play one of the most British bands ever playing one of their most British songs ever about a true British institution. Now, you hear about the Spanish having siestas and Mexicans doing the same thing. And there's people in, you know, hot countries, everything going quiet in the afternoon. But there's an institution in the UK that sadly has been dying out. And that is the concept, Tony, of half-day closing. Now, did you have half-day closing around you?
What do you mean, did we? I still live in Shitsville, where they still do it. Confused the hell out of Steph.
In the heart of Sherwood Forest, they're still on half-day closing. Half-day closing traditionally is on a Wednesday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you used to get it all over Hitchin, half-day closing, but you really don't get it as much now. And it's a real shame. It's something that's gone, and I'm so glad that the Concrete Gods have written a song called Half Day Closing. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Concrete Gods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/concrete gods.
Oh, it is, you bastard. That's Tony 2. Poorly beating Internet Nil. This is the last time I got an oldie. This is Half Day Closing.
I was born in a Britain of Half Day Closing. Horse manure on my English roses. Skimming pebbles and seaside. Cycling the knowledge of the class divide. Well, I was born in a land of hope and glory. We can tell the difference between a Labour and a Tory. Trains are full of pinstock commuters and only egg has made with damn computers. Well, I was born in a Britain of Half Day Closing.
Now, you see, Tony, the thing about America is it's got the internet.
Yes.
So while that song was playing, I did manage to get on the net and I found out that that song, and I'm so sorry that I've left all the albums home, but that song is from the Concrete Gods' new album, which is called Welcome to the Empire Club. And if you want a classic bit of British mod revival, it's right there, and Half Day Closing is what it's all about.
And quite a little bit of American Idiot going on there as well.
Thank you for noticing that. You know, I was going to say that to you. I did have that down in my notes and forgot to mention it. It does sound a bit like American Idiot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're good, Tony. You're good this week.
Yeah. Well, you're a little cover at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, quite clearly, there's been simply by my ego being in another country, there's a little bit more room for you to shine, my friend. Shine you are. You're listening to the Chop Chops underneath us right now, who are an American band. They're from Santa Cruz, California, and I do like to mention that fact, as you will know if you were listening last week. Also, I'd like to hear your podcast alley comments. Tony, have you got any?
I do. It is now November, so thank you all for your votes so far this month, but it's only the third, so if you haven't voted so far for us, and let's face it, most of you probably haven't, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read them out, all of them. They're slowly catching up. And here's the top five. I don't really like your show, but we'll vote out of respect for it, rather than vote for some of your competitors, who will remain unnamed, who choose to inflate their rankings by begging for votes by anonymous. Well,
yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah,
I noticed that one. I thought, how very bizarre to be so specific as to go as far as to say, I don't really like you very much, but you're kind of the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah. And then leave the competitors unnamed. If you're going to write something down, name them.
Well, yeah, they probably know that if they're going to write something bad, I'm going to give them it in the fucking neck if I know who it is. I mean, it's going to be Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back all over the place. If these people are from the States, they probably know I'm here. And it's not a big place, but the States, is it? America and that. So they could be not far away from where I am now, and I could go and track them down and twat them.
Drive-by twatting.
Do you know, can't do a drive-by twatting this year, unfortunately. You know, well, we've still not been able to drive. Although I can drive again now, I just haven't got my licence yet. It's arriving in the post while I'm in the States. I will be able to drive again.
The nice Welsh accent.
Sorry?
Your driving licence, I have a nice Welsh accent.
Why will it?
It's kept in Swansea, hasn't it?
Well, it has been kept in... Tony, you're you might as well take over. This is role reversal on the grand scale.
Please.
I'll let you carry on, my friend.
Punk is great for a pair of crotch goblin knob stompers from Fitz. Thank you.
Nice one, Fitz. That's all I like it.
Yeah. Gubba Gubba, top motherfucking show from Little Beer Monster. Close, but hey, thanks.
Little Beer Monster. It's Goopa Goopa.
God.
But thank you.
Yeah.
All votes appreciated. Please vote for us. Please, please, please vote for us. See, if I beg enough, we won't get any more things from Anonymous because we'll just join the ranks of the other people they don't like more than us. Show yourself, Anonymous. Show yourself. We want to know who you are.
Exactly. What is punk? Listen to this podcast and you might find out. From Tim Potter. I think actually you probably will find out. But thank you for the vote.
Well, yeah, we normally play a bit. I mean, it's called punky, but there's never a lot of punk on it.
Actually. And finally, this is where I shoot myself in the foot.
Oh, dear.
I'd like to
see... Oh, no. Hang on. I'm waiting for this.
I'd like ladies to and try to read this out.
Ladies and gentlemen in punky land, this is about to be the best Podcast Alley comment of all time. You are listening to something now that never going to be repeated and that I have been waiting for a couple of weeks now. Go, Tony.
So, I'd like to see Tony try to read this out. I can't even read that bit out. Did you know the place with the longest name is Tomata Wakatangi Hangakuru Tamati Pokai Wenui Katana Tahu? And it's a hill in New Zealand.
Not bad, actually.
That's not too bad, is it?
Now say it again.
Tomata Wakatangi Hangakuru Tamatea Pokai Wenui Katana Tahu.
It's not even a bad pronunciation, Tone. This is... Are you sure this isn't the Halloween special? Are you sure you haven't been possessed by someone else? That was quite... No, I'll take it back. That's not the best Podcast Alley comment ever. That was just particularly well done. Who sent you that?
That's from Insane Star.
Of course it is.
I have had a month to learn it.
And I'll bet you have as well. I bet you knew that you were going to get ripped by me and you went, right, I'm going to fucking learn this. I bet you haven't even got the comment open. I bet you just learned it. You've just learned it. Hey, top work, my friend. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley, obviously, particularly if you are anonymous, as we'd like to know who you are, anon. On with the next song, Tone?
Yeah, okay.
Skinny Bones and the Gondaddies. How to be a punk.
Yeah.
That was Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies, How to Be a Punk. And I have done some research into what exactly that album was, and I'm just looking for it now, and I can't find it again. Oh, I've just got rid of the information. Oh, where is it?
Curse you, America.
What have I done? Oh, here it is, I think. Yeah, found it. Good boy. Good boy, Paul. Good boy. That is Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies from their album Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies. And after the comment in the last set, you said, if you'd like to find out what punk is, what better way to find out than a song called How to Be a Punk?
Yeah, eh? It's quite seamless.
What I'd like to know is, what is Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Skinny Bones.
No, wrong way around. MySpace.com/ The Gone Daddies. And Daddies is DADDYS. So I've got one back. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet. Why aren't you listening to Dead 60s right now? They've been a good band to play on the Halloween special. What would be called Dead 60s and Now Defunct? Should have thought of that. Maybe do it next year. What I want to know is, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations over the past ages, months, years. But I still need more twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. This
when
week...
Tony see- Sorry? When Tony sees his inbox and he ain't got a twat, he just can't get enough. He just can't get enough. He likes ones with skinny flaps and also ones that are fat. He just can't get enough. He just wants a bit more muff. He just can't get a muff. Oh, I enjoy myself in America.
Nice.
Sorry, guest. Hang on.
Oh, by the way, you see, the guy you were talking about in the first bit, your mate, was his name Mushy?
Yeah, Mushy Bees, yeah.
Mushy. That, every time I say the word Mushy around Steph, she laughs because Mushy is German for pussy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Just don't mention
it. I will tell him that. I said, hello, Mushy Beast. Did you know that in German your name means insect twat? No, that's insect twat.
There you go. Holding out your hands across the water there. Sorry. Here we go. Anyway, so it's quite a long one, this, looking at it, actually. But,
I've got quite a long one.
It's fine. It's from Mark Ludina.
The best thing to do, Tony, is shave the fucker. It looks twice as long.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bear that in mind. Hi Tony, I've been trying to get you some twat for some time now, but I've been fortunate enough to avoid people in general, and therefore any and all twats. But this last weekend, my wife encountered a juicy twat that she wanted me to pass on to you. I'll try to keep the story brief. He fails. Last Saturday, my wife Polly was looking at a photo posted on her close friend's Facebook page of her 2-month-old daughter with their cat. She noticed that her friend's cousin Karen had posted a comment to the photo with some lame story about her cat and her baby, and ended it with some comment about how cats are smarter than dogs. It all seemed to be in good, light-hearted fun. Polly, who prefers dogs to cats, posted a comment back simply saying that just because Karen seems to have a smart cat, not all cats are smarter than dogs. Again, all in good fun. Karen flew way off the handle and fired back a very mean and vicious comment, to which Polly tried to reply and defuse the situation. Karen came back with an even more catty response, bringing up some old business about some imagined slight going back several months to when Polly hosted her friend's baby shower and apparently neglected to send directions to our home to her because she seems incapable of using Google Maps. So it turns out that this chick went nuts, not over the innocuous comment Polly made, but because she's still pissed off since last April over my wife not giving her all the attention she felt she deserved. As a nice addition to the story, her husband called to get the directions about half hour before the shower was to begin, while Polly was rushing around taking care of last minute preparations, and he was a real prick to her on the phone. So, for your consideration, I nominate Karen of Roselle, Illinois.
I think there's absolutely no problem there, and you know what?
You could do a drive-by twatting.
I'm not far, yeah. No, I'm not far. Oh,
excellent.
This woman really deserves... She deserves a slap across the face with a big fucking salmon, doesn't she?
Yeah.
A big wet salmon across the fucking chops.
with a brick in it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one.
You ready?
Oh, yes. Ready.
So, Karen from Moselle, Illinois...
Is a twat.
Thank you.
What a fucking twat.
Twat.
She's from the United States of twat. I'll tell you what, if I go anywhere near Roselle, Illinois in the next couple of days, right, I'm just going to stop off, right, and I'm just going to piss against someone's car in the hope it's hers. And if it's not, I'll leave a note saying, sorry if this isn't your car, this piss was meant for Karen of Roselle, Illinois. Please, if you know her, go and do a piss on her car and accept my apologies.
Piss it on.
Yeah, piss it on. Tony, you're just a genius. Now then, Tony.
Yes.
What better way to finish the Is a Twat section than with a band called The Twats?
Nice.
It's perfect, isn't it, really?
Perfect.
Sadly, they appear to have split up. Oh, they sent us this. Oh, this was one of the first CDs I ever received on Punky. So it's going back four and a bit years. Terrible shame they have split up. I'll just say, we played a few. If you're wondering what we played off them in the past, we played Only In This To Get Laid, and we played Piggy. I know off the top of my head, we've definitely played those. But this week, we're playing one that is the ultimate song for this section. And I am wondering whether in future Is a Twat. Maybe every once in a while, if it's a really good one, we could play this underneath it as we were doing it. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're bound to forget. Well, I forget most things. But the long and the short of it is, Tony, what is the Twat's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheTwats.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet. One, this is from the album Hell In My Pants. This is Twat. So that was the Twats and Twats from their album Hell In My Pants. I've got Hell In My Pants. I don't know whether the CD's still available. I don't know whether they are officially, properly, sort of still... Well, they're not a band, but I'm hoping someone's still checking out the MySpace page, because we have put them in our MySpace top friends this week. So, Tone, while I've been in the States, you know the flight, it was the weirdest thing.
Uh-huh.
But on the flight, I completely forgot all about GoDaddy. I was wondering maybe whether, to the tune of Chromosome 3, you could remind me.
I'll give it a go.
Thanks.
Let me see. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, where you can secure it with inch standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SSL. They're SSLs. Yes.
You're so good!
And that will protect your customers' details. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because your clients use them!
Yay! and also there is Punky 9. That's
Punky 9,
which will give you 30% off all .com domains. There is also an additional code, which is Punky25. That's
Punky25,
which will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Spot on.
Thank you.
Except you gave up on the chuckles.
Ah! Oh,
gave up on the chuckles, mate. Yeah, I think you cracked. I think it got to half past show, and
I got a bit cocky.
I think you might be on the way down now.
Yeah.
Here's a band who aren't on the way down though. First Time Riot. First Time Riot.
It's a rally called for a revolution. I don't have the answer, the final solution. Try to change the world with a punk rock song. Everybody's in the dead, always dead and gone. The only way to make a real difference. Dance not together yet, form a resistance. From before it is their security. Thin blue line and all it stands for. Just because we're subculture doesn't mean that we're surpassed. We can all be subversive. Let's work together, step fast. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Let's go! 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 Force a change in the hierarchy. Abolish class distinctions in society. Bonded together by a common doctrine. But who sets the rules for anarchy? I'm discontent, I'm not lost for spirit. A lie's withdrawn, will you step to it? Smash the system, smash the state. First Time Riot, what are you waiting for? Just because we're subculture doesn't mean that we're subclass. We can all be subversive. Let's work together, steadfast. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Go, go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Go, go,
let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. First Time Riot, First Time Riot, First Time Riot. Let's go, let's go, let's go. First Time Riot, First Time Riot, First Time Riot. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
R-I-O-T Riot.
Tony, that was First Time Riot with the song First Time Riot from the album First Time Riot. And do you know why I've played that song, Tony?
Why?
Because we played the twat. So then I thought I'd play First Time Riot, First Time Riot.
Oh, nice.
Keep things simple in this middle section. It means that GoDaddy has once again been beautifully parenthesized. That's what I'm saying there. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. What I'd like to know is, what is First Time Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/First Time Riot.
It is. Now, I think that makes it Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 1, doesn't it?
It is.
Good Lord. Another spanking. Speaking of spanking, I do like it when I get spankingly good jokes through from you.
Nice.
For the comedy suburb section, which we're going to do this week. If you would like to send me a joke, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. This is what three different people have done this week, including Black Cat, who sent us this one through. Did you hear the one about the flasher who was going to retire?
No.
He decided to stick it out for another week.
Hey!
And this one came through from, he even says it himself here, I'll read it through. Got a short and sweet one for you. No, I'm going to do it in his accent. Got a short and sweet for you. Stole it from an internet cartoon. What's harder than being Catholic and gay?
Don't know.
Being a Jehovah's Witness and a vampire. Scooty-booty-boo. Have a great day, Eric. Your favourite Norwegian.
Ah.
And finally, the mysterious Bridget Kerr. Now, I say that because we get things... I get jokes through from Bridget Kerr, but nothing else. I just get the odd joke comes through.
Okay.
Anyway, this is all on this week. Little Sally came home from school with a smile on her face and told her mother, Frankie Brown showed me his willy today in the playground. Before the mother could raise a concern, Sally went on to say it reminded me of a peanut. Relaxing with a hidden smile, Sally's mum asked, "Really? Small, was it?" Sally replied, "No, salty."
Nice.
Very nice indeed. Now then, Tony Maloney, we've already finished Comedy Suburbs. What I want to know is now, have you got some sort of information about a possible concert by a Beat Combo happening or such like?
I do. And it's from Ross. So that must be...
So it's time for...
Tony's
International Ross Guide.
Acid cock! Who has one thing on this week? Friday the 6th...
Well, I hope it's a fucking boiler suit.
Friday the 6th of November, DJ Nephilim Babe returns to Bedford's Esquire's nightclub for the Alt Plus Control post-Halloween party, which is...
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
It's easier to say the name of the longest name of the hill in somewhere or other. Fuck,
60 Bromham Road in Bedford, 10:30 PM till 2 AM. £3 before, £4 after. Okay. Yeah. Niceplace.com.
Sorry. £3 before what?
Exactly. I think that must mean £3 before the day, if you pre-book.
Oh, I think it might be £3 before 10:30.
Do you reckon? Yeah. It doesn't really say.
I think he might have fucked up his own gig guide here, that pillock.
God. Is it both £4? Possibly £3, depending.
Yeah, look, fuck the pound. Just give him £4 and then you don't worry about it then, do you? Just fuck the pound. I'm down to say
that.
Oh,
you've changed since you've been in America.
Well, you don't.
Full dollars. Fuck the pound.
Yeah. I know. I just love the bucks.
More information, myspace.com/systeminuk. And that is it.
So that's it for Tony's International Rust Guide. Poindexter. Because I'm in America, of course. You Poindexter. Right then, I'm going to get on the next song, Tony. I know we're whipping through the show a bit, but I'm in America. I'm on oldie. I can't be fucking about.
Is it true?
Here's a band that doesn't fuck about. And not only that, but this sounds like they've been listening to the show because it's nearly Purple Burglar Alarm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sparking Bombs' MySpace page?
Sparking or sparkling?
Sparkling Bombs.
MySpace.com/sparklingbombs.
Yeah, it fucking is. Tony 5, Pulling the Internet 1, Purple Bubble Boogie.
Twinkle.
Sparkling Bombs, Purple Bubble Boogie, mate.
Nice.
Yeah, now that is from the album. I've again looked it up on the net. That is from the album Spray Paint Prayers. A little bit of glam rock for you there, my friend. A little bit of glam rock. Very nice indeed. This has been more like a conventional punky show this week, hasn't it, I think, with the output of music we've had. I am in the States, Tone. At the moment, I'm in Chicago. And it being Tuesday night, tomorrow night, I am going to be at Delilah's on Lincoln Avenue, as I mentioned last week. I'm going to be there all night, and it's a rockabilly, psychobilly, rock and roll night with some excellent DJs. I'm very much looking forward to going. If you are in the Chicago area, please do come down and say hi. It would be lovely to see you. And I should have my recording device with me, if I remember to take it out. And I will record people saying, hello, you're listening to Punky and I'm so-and-so, or whatever, if we get anyone come down, all right? So do have fun. And there's an outside chance I may be doing a DJ set.
Really?
I don't know yet. Outside chance. I'm not going to find out till the night of it, because there's they've got DJs already, and they might not want me to get in their way, basically. But I'm going to be taking some CDs down, so they might get a little bit of Euro Punky. You never know, you never know, you never fucking know. Now, after that, I'm going to St. Louis on Thursday. I'm going to see an ice hockey match, but I don't know which one, on Thursday night. And then Friday and Saturday, I still don't know what I'm doing in St. Louis. But if you email me, Facebook me, or MySpace me, because I have access to the net, as soon as I do know, I'll let you know. Or if you have an idea yourself of where you're going, I might come and find you. Because I was expecting to just be doing things with Bitch Slap Barbie, but because the band are on hiatus, and I'm not sure they're even talking to each other, I'm going to be seeing random bitches over the 2 days, which means that I'm probably going to be jumping about unless I get a major plan. So please do have a major plan for me in St. Louis, basically.
Right, okay, yeah.
Right. Now, that's pretty much all I've got to say in this bit, other than to say you listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath at the moment, and thanks very much for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. And stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't got anything else to say, because I'm going to have a load to say next week when I'm, because I've just got to the stage yesterday, you know, so I'm like, I haven't really done anything yet, so I ain't done much.
Alright. I was listening to THN for the first time for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They've just started again. They've started back, right. So if you see them, find out more about this Ireland thing, because I think they're doing a gig in Ireland.
Really?
Apparently. Scott was briefly talking about it. So I wonder if he was, because he was asking you if you wanted to do comedy there, but I thought I could be quite good to go over, just watch it.
I could certainly go and do a set with them. That would be great, yeah. If we can work it out, that would be brilliant.
Yeah,
it's going to very much depend on what night they're on and where they're playing, etc., etc. But yes, it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that I could get over. I'm going to have to try and get in touch with them again. I still haven't heard from them.
Right.
So, and they're running out of time, because I'm in town tomorrow night. Come on, John and Scott, come down to Delilah's, even if it's only for one beverage. Come on, come and say hello. And let's just build up that Hands Across the Ocean again. Miss you guys.
Aww.
Oh, I'm going all gay in America. Right, I'm going to just play the next song, mate.
Okay.
So this is... now, I was just thinking, I wondered if these were from Nottingham. The Hostiles. You heard of the Hostiles?
No.
They're on TNS. That's not skanking. Or they were certainly... They're on the Mainstream Music is Shit compilation. And this is from an album called Always Looking Forward. And this is Where Are You?
Here goes nothing. We'll be right back.
That was the Hostiles. And where are you, Tony? What I want to know is, what was their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Hostiles Music.
No, MySpace.com/ Hostile Scar, which makes it, what, Tony 5, probably with the internet 2, a veritable thrashing.
So. Yep.
Although the last one is for 3 points.
Oh, okay.
So, of course. So, listen, mate, whereas I would normally be telling you about everything I've been doing and all that sort of thing, I can't really. So, I haven't. So, I don't know. So, I thought what we'd do instead was, if you wouldn't mind running through all three of the internet radio stations that are ways you can listen to the show. We'll just do a bit of randomness to see what happens, yeah?
Okay. Well, the first one, I think in chronological order, was horsesgunk.com, which is the first one to take our output and make it their input. We're on 3 times a
I'll
week.
I'll put my output in your input.
It's horsesgunk.com, HussieSkunk, and we're on 3 times a week at different times. And when we're not on, it's punk, isn't it? It's ska punk.
It's punk and ska punk, yeah. And there's quite a few bands that that we've played on the show. Hussie Skunk have gone on to play themselves. In fact, they reviewed Bitch Slap Barbie.
All right.
Which is I think quite a few of the bits. Yes, it's Matt, isn't it? It's Matt who runs that. Hi, Matt. Hello, Matt. How you doing? And hello to all of our Hussie Skunk listeners, etc. Yeah, I think because obviously Matt was listening to Punky, so he picked up on quite a few of the bands we played, and then he added them to his own playlist, because that's what we do, Tone. We unite fans and bands across the lands.
Yeah.
And Hussie Skunk is an excellent station. Or just to have in the have playing like through your earpiece or whatever at work, because it's full on music, except for when shows like us come on, when it's full on pants. So yes, that is very good. I recommend that. Right, what's next, Tony? In chronological order.
Wikiradio.org.
Wikiradio,
based in Wisconsin. Not far from where you are.
Not far, in fact.
We are on every night. Old shows in the week, new shows at weekend. Quite late night, I imagine. And we're wearing it on other shows and...
Well, Tony, that depends, doesn't it? It depends where you are in the world.
That is true.
Because the beauty of an internet station is 24 hours. So wherever you are in the world, we're on at a different time. So we could be late night for someone, but we're breakfast. Let's face it, if we're say, for example, we're midnight in Wisconsin, so we go out at midnight there, that would be, let me see, that would make us breakfast in Berlin. Which is a line from Alien Sex Fiends, EST, Trip to the Moon. Abyssin, no, it's not. It's a line from Ignore the Machine, sorry. Abyssin, yeah. In the morning, breakfast in Berlin. Oh, you leave me dying. Because everybody wants what everybody's got, and everybody's got what everybody needs. Soldier lies bleeding. Ignore the Machine, which is interesting because the next ones you can tell us about are
Roach Radio,
when they did an insert for us on their station, they used the track EST, Trip to the Moon by Alien Sex Fiends. I knew that's the fluid nature of this show, Tony. It all comes good in the end and I get a chance to sing badly.
We're on Rich Radio Friday nights. Again, depending on the
world.
Yes.
Yeah, or Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I love it by singing in this section.
Nice. they can be found at myspace.com/ Roach Radio. And apart from that, I think they are basically a talk radio station. So we tick several boxes there.
We tick several boxes there, don't we? I'll tick your box.
Not from there, you can't.
Don't call me a cunt. You lady who stands to piss. Well, we've got through it. Let's play the last song. I'm in Chicago, Tony, you see.
Yeah.
I'm in Chicago, and this is a band from Chicago. I love this band. We played quite a few songs off their album, Love Is Psychosis. And by the way, the reason I played the Hostiles one, Where Are You, which is a nice little bit of ska, was because before it said, where am I? Well, I'm in America. Where are you? I'm in America. This time round, it also tells you what I am. This band are from Chicago, Tony. They're called Calusa. We've played them several times on the show before. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page for 3 points?
MySpace.com/ Calusa.
No! MySpace.com/ Calusa rocks. Controversially, it's Tony 5. Poorly being the internet 5. Mate, up until half time, mate, you were terrific. And then it's just all fallen apart in the second half. As if to prove it, here's a song that we can both say could be about us. I Am Nothing. Calusa, I Am Nothing. Did I say the name of the album before? I didn't know. Love Is Psychosis.
Oh, yes, you did, yeah.
I Am Nothing. We've played some great... still my favourite one on that album is I'm Pathetic, I'm Pathetic, I'm Pathetic For You. I do like that a very lot. Thank you very much for listening this week. Next week we will be back to normal. Not on days, but on times, if you know what I mean. So we'll be... Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? I'll be back in England town and I will have information about the gigs I'm doing next weekend, which are my gigs at Rather in Camden and my comedy shows in Hitchin, Letchworth and Bedford. Please do get along to any one of those if you can. I'll also have lots of information about my time in America, which is kind of just beginning, and as usual in the States, I am having a lovely time. What should people do for next week, Tom?
They should vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to punkrage.com and click the link at the top, and please do review us at iTunes. Go to iTunes, search for Punky, or follow the link on punkyrage.com and review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out if we get enough over the next couple of weeks.
And do make sure that you check out our MySpace page, myspace.com/ Punky Radio. Most of the bands on this week's show should be in our top friends. If you've enjoyed the music, go ahead and buy it. That's what the show's all about. We are uniting fans and bands across the lands, as usual. I'm having a good time in the States. Ha, ha, ha to everyone in England. It is a little bit colder in Chicago, but it will be warmer in St. Louis. So, I've had enough. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo, go poo.